Hello and welcome to the Controller Talk Podcast, presented by Danfoss North America. Our goal is to bring you information about using Danfoss controls in the supermarket and warehouse industry, specifically in the U.S. and Canada. We're doing these twice a month for now. You can catch these podcasts wherever you get your podcast, and it's also available through the Danfoss Ref Tools app. For the video version, check us out on the Danfoss North America YouTube page. Search for Controller Talk to see our video collection. I'm Dave Yoder, along with Chris Brown. Well, Chris, we're recording in March. That means it's March Madness time. Got your bracket all figured out?
I just went chalk. I kept it easy.
You don't sound very confident.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I'll see some upsets, I'm sure, this weekend. But
I don't want to see too many.
Neither one of my teams will get upset. So
my first swing at a bracket, I'll be destroyed in no time.
Yeah, it's bound to happen, so you might as well just prepare yourself now.
Right, chances of a perfect bracket are somewhere around 1 in 120 billion.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay. Hey, I just found out something about our new guy, Josh.
What's that?
Yeah, I found out that when he was in college, he was pretty popular. He was. His favorite thing to do was to try to find an elevator as a closing. He would run up to it, and people would try to like keep it open for him. And then he would say, hey, I just want you guys to have a good ride. And he would run away. Different kind of guy he is. Still the new guy. Hey, we have other stuff to talk about here besides Josh. That's right. Yeah. Hey, we're going to continue on our theme this season of talking about CO2 controls and stuff like that.
Yep.
There's lots to talk about. We've covered a lot of ground so far. This is episode 13. Today, we're going to talk about receiver control. And kind of like some of our other podcasts, I'm going to throw you some questions. Fortunately, you've been able to actually see these this time ahead of time. And then we'll kind of do a Q&A on some of the common questions we're hearing about receiver control.
Yeah, we know it's not just an HFC system where the receiver's just collecting liquid. We know there's a lot more that has to happen with the CO2 systems, regulating pressure and even more bells and whistles, you could call it. But it's more than just that these days with the requests from the OEMs and things that we've put in place internally for energy savings and other things, safety. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into the control of the receiver in particular.
Yeah. I used to think that you just try to maintain the 500 pounds and that's all there is to it, but there's a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah. It started there, but it's definitely grown.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing is about fixed pressure set points. So is that fixed set point the only way that you would normally control one of these?
I think there it's a lot of people have gotten comfortable with that because, again, it's where we started, and a lot of people still use that option today. They know it works. They know if they keep their pressure at whatever it is they designed, 500, 520, 550, that they know their system should run as long as nothing else is going on out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people do keep it there, but there's definitely other options that we've got in the pack controller now. One is we call it Delta P control. And so the basic premise is you can drop your receiver pressure down within the system, keep it lower, keep it away from safety valves, anything from that standpoint that would be a concern on the high side of the receiver pressure being too high. So you've got this Delta P control that you could use where we just look to keep it some level above the suction pressure so that we know we've got positive flow to the valves. We don't have any issues with oil, those types of things. And so that's exactly what the controller would do, is look and see what the suction pressure is. And as that moves up and down, if we're using things like a suction float or somebody lowered their suction target, then that receiver pressure can move up and down with it to make sure it keeps that differential, that positive pressure there. And do that within a range. I think one of the things that's important with these options is we're not going to go outside of what we may have defined for our minimum and maximum receiver pressures. Those are settings that are part of the setup. We're not going to put the receiver pressure target to a set point that's outside of that lower high that we've defined. So it'll modulate between there to keep that differential.
And it's always between the receiver pressure, or what we call PREC, and the medium temp suction pressure.
Yep. POMT.
Gotcha.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then there's another option that gets a little more sophisticated when you start to introduce parallel compression into a design. We call it IT optimized. The general idea here is we're trying to make the system run as efficiently as possible. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things you can look at to do that's the entrainment ratio in the system, rather. And so you're taking more pieces of information into the equation to decide what to do with the receiver and what pressure to run it at. So now you're looking at things a little further upstream, like your gas cooler outlet temperature. What your receiver pressure is and what your medium temp suction are, that you're looking at some of those values and you're deriving a number that gives you what the entrainment ratio is of the system. And so using this option, it's going to drive the pressure that you're trying to get to in your receiver to the level it thinks is the most efficient for the system.
Okay.
So that's the idea behind IT optimize.
Okay. And I have a feeling that in our next podcast, we'll talk about entrainment ratios and see if you can define that for us. And
oh, great.
It has nothing to do with locomotives, from what I hear. Okay. Yep. So we have a setting called PREC max.
Yep.
And there's some things that happen if you exceed that value, correct?
Yeah, and this has changed over the years. Guys that are familiar with the EKC 326, we know there's plenty of that out there. Mm-hmm. That controller, and when initially when we started releasing our pack controllers years ago, some things were hard coded in there that would automatically happen. And so if we got above what we programmed in for our maximum receiver pressure that we wanted to see, you would have the high pressure valve start to close down so that we stop flow into the receiver. And on the flip side, if the pressure got too low, then we could start to open that high pressure valve up to build pressure back up in the receiver. So those two things are now options in the PAC controller today so that you can select whether you want that to happen or not.
Okay.
Those are two things you can decide if you want the high pressure valve to kind of act as a supplement to the receiver. And if we get too high in the receiver, we'll close the valve, the high pressure valve down. And if we get too low, we'll open that valve up. On top of that, in the last few revisions of the PAC controllers, we've added a feature where if the receiver pressure gets too high, then we'll increase the fan speed as well to try to reduce there from the gas cooler standpoint.
Just to bring down overall system pressure?
Yep, from the high side of it. Yeah, on down into the receiver if we just follow the mass flow from where it's going there. But that's the idea with that. And that's not something that's visible in the setup. Necessarily, you wouldn't see an indicator on an overview screen saying the fans are ramping up because of that. It's something you're going to have to, if your fans are running way faster than you think they should, you'd want to go in and look at your receiver pressure and see if it's above that maximum value.
Okay.
The last thing that you'll see happen if you exceed that receiver pressure maximum set point is you've got an option where you can cut out the medium temp compressors. So, thought process here is medium temps are discharging and that load is going back to the receiver after it passes through the gas cooler. If we cut the medium temp compressors off, then we're stopping any additional load from flowing into the receiver. That gets a little tricky just because the receiver bypasses back into the medium temp compressors. So if we've got our receiver bypass valve wide open and the medium temp compressors aren't running because of this feature, then that I don't know if that completely alleviates what you're trying to avoid there. So that's just something you got to take into consideration to see if that setting is really helping you or not.
Yeah. Seems like you'd pull the plug on the whole system at that point.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, just depending on the situation, what safeties you're set up for, at some point a relief valve might blow.
So yeah. Yeah.
You've got these settings to try to maybe delay that a little further, but at some point, if the system's down long enough, you know you're going to see a relief valve blow.
Yeah. Do you know if that medium temp cutout is immediate or is it gradual?
Don't know off the top of my head.
I've stumped you already.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
My first thought would be it's immediate, but I know some of our other settings we've talked about in recent episodes, there's a threshold or a dead band below the target where it'll start to reduce some.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there's not a setting asking you to put something in like a 2K setting or something like that, then it probably would be immediate.
Yep. Yeah. I'd have to test that one out to know for sure.
Okay. So what happens when you fall below your PREC minimum then?
Yeah. So So if we're getting too low on the receiver, we know we're in danger of not having good flow to the valves. So our cases would start to warm up, that type of thing. So we talked about one thing that we can do here, which is the option to have the high pressure valve start to open up some to build that pressure back up. So that's something we've had for quite a while as an option, and previously a hard-coded feature that you could look at if we're getting below that minimum. Something else that we'll do here now with our recent versions is we'll cut the heat reclaim out to make sure that we have as much flow going through the gas cooler and back down to the receiver as possible. And we're not rejecting some of that heat at the heat reclaim circuit and losing it there. And then there's also an option where you can drop your suction pressure target. So yeah, obviously the system would become less efficient here, but it would get us back into a spot where we've got positive flow across the receiver into the valves and the evaporators back to the suction line. But yeah, we can also drop suction pressure down so that we can have that positive flow in place. And this is something else where it's kind of like delta P, but now we're below that P rec min. So it's more of an emergency situation, but it's the same general premise where we're trying to keep that differential there.
You got to keep the differential to keep things moving.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to jump right to the Stump Chris question. Now, this is going to be a softball, but it's relevant to what we're talking about.
All right.
So true or false? You're correct. the hot gas dump feature vents to the outside air immediately.
No, that is false.
I told you it was a softball. So what is the hot gas dump then?
The hot gas dump, the intention is, so we have, there's two comments here. One is we have a canned option in our program where you would, the idea would be you're taking something off the high side of the system, discharge or what have you, and you're dumping into the receiver if the pressure there gets too low.
So you're artificially bringing that pressure up.
Yep. Okay. Yep. We do have to be a little careful there. Just that option is just that we are using that to bring the receiver pressure back up. If people are using a hot gas dump for superheat or other things on the suction line, that's something a little more of a custom setup in our power controller right now. We can still support it, but you would not be going into the receiver section and enabling that feature if that's what someone is using hot gas to dump into or the purpose of it.
Okay. Okay. See, that was easy.
So false.
Correct again. All right. So this time around, we have no listener mail, but we'll remind everyone that if they'd like to drop us an email for suggestions on topics to cover or question or comment, you can always email us at controllertalknorthamerica@danfoss.com. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, either on the podcast or on YouTube. We appreciate those. And thanks for listening. Our audio engineer is Raul Garcia. Maria and the new guy, Josh, are behind the scenes making it all happen once again. And until next time, for Chris Brown, I'm Dave Yoder. Stay cool.